questions, comments, concerns, 75-537-1350. And I am now joined by Riley County Clerk Rich Vargo. Rich, welcome. This is the first time I think we've been on the show together like this.
Yeah, us together. Yeah, I've been in Cayman several times, but never with you, Brady.
This has just been a morning of historic moments. And speaking of kind of historic moments, well, I guess maybe for people personally, if they're looking to get involved in local government, got some deadlines coming up.
We do. There are several new things this year. First of all, this is the first year due to state statutory changes that the what was typically the spring elections, city school elections, are moved to the fall. So it's a first for our state and for Riley County for sure. So yeah, for that filing deadline, it is June 1st at noon for anyone interested in filing for any of those open school district spots or city spots. They need to file by June 1st at noon. And people have to remember that is a strict deadline at noon. You don't have till the close of business that day. It is June 1st at noon. And another change this year is all candidates file in the clerk's office. Before, in the city of Manhattan, individuals filed at the city of Manhattan city clerk's office. But that's another new change this year due to that statutory change.
So a lot of big things there. And that's just for the county, right? That's just for Riley County, or is that just overall? Does that include city as well?
Yeah, that includes the city. Yeah,
okay.
The city as well. Yeah, the city elections are this fall. Candidate filing fees increased also in that statute. They increased from $5 to $20, except for the city of Manhattan. Those fees have increased from $45 to $70 to file for the position. So there are some increased fees.
Do you know the reason behind those increases?
Do not, yes. State legislators set those.
Does the state need money?
Is that
is that the issue?
No comment. Yeah, and of course, if there is determined that a primary election is needed, that election will be August 1st. The things to trigger a primary election, I can go through the list of offices that are open. The city of Manhattan has three city commission positions that are open. So in order for that to be triggered an election, it would have to be three times the number of open positions plus one. So 10 candidates would have to file to trigger a primary election for the city of Manhattan. And those rules are the same for every governing body. City of Leonardville has a mayor with a two-year term, two council members with a four-year term, and one council member with a two-year term. City of Ogden has a mayor for a two-year term and five council members for a two-year term that are open this year. Randolph has a mayor two-year term and five council members for two-year terms. And the city of Riley has three council members for a four-year term. Then we go to the school districts. We're the home county for three school districts. Of course, USD 383, there are three positions that are open for election. USD 378 also has three positions that are open. And USD 384 also has three positions that are open.
And was there any county positions open, or did you miss that and I was just zoned
out? This is just commonly the city school elections this year. So they're just the local elections for those. The county elections are on the even years.
Have you been able to gauge the interest? Have you had a lot of people coming in? Or
we have not had a lot of filings at this point. At this point, for this city of Manhattan has the most at this point. There are four candidates that have filed. Brian Thomason, Wynn Butler, Caleb James, and Jared McKee have filed for the city of Manhattan. For USD 378, Samantha Brown and Nathan Mead have filed. And then also Katrina Lewison for USD 383.
And what kind of requirements are there to file? Kind of what's the process? Is it really just kind of filling out the form? And that's basically, and of course, given the money, or is there more to it than that?
Well, you have to reside in that district, of course. You know, all of those boundaries are out there on our website. I would highly encourage all residents, not only those individuals interested in running for office, but anyone in general to learn about local elections. We have a huge amount of information out there, including candidate filing packets out there on the Riley County website. Go out there and they can read and see all the details. I'd encourage people to come in. Those forms can look intimidating. Our staff is more than happy to walk people through those. It's a very simple process.
All right, and we have a caller. Caller, you are on In Focus.
I was wondering why, when you're in one little precinct, you have to go all the way across that precinct to another precinct to vote, and then the people in that precinct have to come all the way across their precinct to your precinct to vote.
Yeah, I'm glad this caller's called in. I've heard him call in several times. People don't understand it's many of those precincts are...
Wells tells me you have some kind of a phony excuse you're going to try and pass off on me, and I'm sitting here looking at the map, and there's no kind of an excuse that you can come up with that I would have to drive clear across my precinct to vote in another precinct that's going to come and vote in mine.
So I take it you're not going to let me answer the question?
Go ahead. I already don't believe it.
Well, then there I guess go. No sense going forward.
Okay. Look at your map.
All right. Well, that was an interesting call. Thank you, caller.
For the general public, I can answer some of those questions. Those are things we look at very in-depth, and many things that would determine which voters go to which polling place. Location is one, but then also size of the polling place, and then potential growth in that other polling place. Polling place he's referring to, because I've heard him calling a couple times with this concern, is we know that that area is going to grow. And to move one group of people that's currently going there to another one that may be closer for them would make the number of registered voters going to that polling place not manageable due to parking and due to space within the facility. So that's something we look at very closely all the time. We have to manage those polling places. And then many times when polling places get changed is none of those polling places or Riley County facilities are very few, like Potter Hall is a Riley County facility. Many times we'll have good, well-established polling places that are nice and convenient in that area, and then whoever may own that polling place will tell us that they no longer want us to use that as a polling place. We cannot mandate people to allow us to use a polling place, so then we have to find the next best solution.
All right, we got another caller. Rich, you're popular this morning.
All right.
Caller, you are on In Focus.
No, comment on the last comment. They have early voting. How hard is that? Drive down to where you're at and vote.
Yeah, and that's something statewide, nationally, early voting, I'm a huge advocate of early voting. A lot of people I understand like going to the traditional polling place, and we do have that option for them. But yes, we do have early voting 20 days prior to every election. We're not required.
Why are we complaining about things you can't change? If you want to vote, then go vote, or go do an early vote and get it over with.
That's
all I have to say about that.
It's kind of interesting. It had a county commissioner's philosophy that, when early voting came on, and it does cost local units of government and across the nation more money to conduct early voting, this commissioner's stance was, I don't care what day you're going to have voting, I'm going to make every effort to get there if I have to drive all the way across town. That's how important it is to many people. So we do try to make it as convenient as possible. It doesn't get any more convenient than filling out an advance by mail application and getting the ballot mailed directly to your doorstep. We will even do that. You never have to leave your house to do the application, set it in the mailbox, and we'll send you the exact ballot to your doorstep. Put it back in your mailbox, get it back to us, and you've participated just like everyone else. Good point.
All right, let's go ahead and I think that's all the time we got for you, Rich, because we got another guy waiting out there trying to get on here.
All right.
Packed day, but appreciate you coming in. Voting in Riley County, pretty easy.
Very easy.
Pretty easy. We'll be back with more right here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.